Multi-carrier CDMA is a combination of OFDM and direct sequence CDMA,
yes.
And the generation of that type of signals involves both a code spreading, for instance by Walsh-Hadamard spreading, and an FFT. Hanna Bogutska from Poland, from the Poznan University of Technology in Poland, worked on joining these two operations mathematically and in a simpler DSP operation.
We can perform spreading using the Walsh codes by the means of fast Hadamard transform. But as we know, Hadamard transform operates on real valued input samples, while IFFT, which is the effective realization of OFDM, operates on complex numbers. So first, we have to define complex Hadamard transform, which is very easy because fast flow diagram for Hadamard transform consists only of summations and subtractions. So we can do it, perform fast Hadamard transform twice on real values, or we can define the operations of the fast complex Hadamard transform as in the same way as for the real valued Hadamard transform, but all the additions and subtractions in this case are complex. So fast complex Hadamard transform is a means of realizing the spreading by the Walsh codes, using the Walsh codes. Now, another step was to make these two transforms.
You mean the Walsh-Hadamard and the FFT?
Yes. More efficient. And I draw the flow diagrams for fast complex Hadamard transform and IFFT. And if we use the radix 2 decimation and time or frequency domain algorithms for fast complex Hadamard transform and IFFT, we can notice that the last stage of the fast complex Hadamard transform and the first stage of the IFFT are very similar, and mathematically they are inverse, so we can skip them. If we look at the next stages in both of these flow diagrams, then we can easily notice that again some of the butterflies from the flow diagrams can be skipped, but unfortunately we cannot proceed with this reduction of butterflies any longer, not in this scale, because in a inverse fast Fourier transform we have multiplications as well, and it appears that only in every stage only half of the butterflies can be skipped in comparison to previous stages. So finally we obtain the so-called CHIF transform, which stands for complex Hadamard inverse Fourier, and we obtain a fast algorithm for this transform. If we look at the and this flow diagram, we see that some of the input samples are directly are only scaled by the special factor and appear at the output of the flow diagram. Some perform two butterfly operations, some perform more butterfly operation, but still we obtain some gain in computational complexity, and it depends on the number n, the IFFT order. And for example, for n equal to 64, the number of operations that can be skipped is one third of the whole number of operations.
One third of the additions?
Operations, the whole number of operations. which is in comparison with FCHT and IFFT performed separately.